I'm Larica Russell with Arts Focus. The Human Race Theater Company has opened its 40th season with Dad's Place, a farce, a new play by native Daytonian Jake Lockwood. It's directed by Joe Deere, and here are Joe and Jake talking about this new production.
Dad's Place started here at the Human Race Theater Company. About 3 years ago, there was a festival. Human Race took part in that with a program that they called the Playwright Race. And I flew up to write and direct this little mini play. And the way it worked, it was what we would in the business call 24-hour play cycle. So you pull a subject out of the hat, you write a play overnight, you rehearse in the morning and perform in the afternoon. So within 24 hours, you've created this whole cycle. And my dad had passed away about a year previous to this. So as soon as I landed, I immediately started having these triggers and these thoughts of my father. My father was a great mentor to me. He was a writer and director and also an actor. So whenever I performed in the arts or did something in the arts, I was always looking forward to Dad's feedback. And as I was preparing to write this play, he was just ever present in my mind. And I pulled my subject out of the hat. I pulled my actors of who were going to perform my show. And I went back to my mom's condo to write. And I just couldn't get him out of my head. Everything I was writing, I could hear him saying, yeah, you're chasing the joke. You're being something. No, mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense. These characters don't belong together. At about 2 o'clock in the morning, I just pushed it all aside. And I said, all right, you want to be a part of this? Let's go. And I started writing about my dad and like finding little things that I was reminiscing on. And out of that came this little 6-minute play that after the festival, Emily Wells, the new artistic director at the Human Race, came up and said, you know, I don't know. I think there's maybe more here. Maybe spend some time and investigate this.
You might have like 8 minutes in you.
That's right. We could turn this into a regular submission for a play festival somewhere. So I spent the next year kind of doodling around and expanding on the idea, and it took on a vastly different tone and shape. I sent her act one when I was done with it, and she said, let's go. I want to do a reading. When do I get act two? And I was like, okay, I like this pressure. And so I wrote act two. We did a reading 2 years ago now at this point. And from there, the conversation started about actually mounting the production.
And Joe, what's it like directing this world premiere of the complete work?
Oh, it's fantastic. So I've been with the project since Jake directed the 6-minute version of it. But I've been with it since then. And so we did a reading of it, which is actors. We were in the rehearsal room for about a week figuring it out. And Jake made some changes along the way. And the two actors that were with it then, Jason Podplesky, who is the central character, a guy called Paul. And then Bruce Cromer, who audiences in Dayton are going to know very well, played all the other characters. And so they're still with the project. So we've been this little happy band of mostly the four of us getting this play to this point. And it's a joy. It's an absolute joy. Jake has written a beautiful play. It is a farce, as much as people might think, oh, you know, it's this play about a guy dealing with his feelings about his father's death and everything. It's a very, very funny play. So it's just been great. And it's a well-written play. So I don't have to do that thing of having to cover up for the mistakes of the playwright with, you know,
I appreciate that very much, Joe. Thank you.
We cut the hula number just in time, and so I think we're in great shape.
So do you, each of you, the playwright and the director, ever make changes on the fly as you're staging it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually, we had a conversation last week. I was in Illinois opening another show, and Joe said, hey, you got time to talk? And so after rehearsal, I grabbed some phone time, and we made a few little changes to the script.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And he hasn't seen a rehearsal of this with this since we've been in this production process here. So I think you're going to see it tonight.
Yeah.
Which is great. And you know, a playwright will make suggestions about action on the page. But ultimately, when you're in the rehearsal room with the actors and trying to make sense of telling the story, it doesn't work out that way. It's always somewhat different, but somewhat the same. So it's been very comfortable.
Director Joe Deere and playwright Jake Lockwood talking about Dad's Place, a Farce, which is at the Loft Theater, presented by the Human Race Theater Company, now through September 14th. Get more details at humanracetheater.org. I'm Larica Russell. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.